Well, the cooler breeze has arrived. Winds out of the northeast surged down the coast overnight through early this morning. And while temperatures aren't bad to start the day today and feels actually quite mild, still in the 60s in some spots, we won't move a whole lot, especially at the beaches through the day today. We'll have partly sunny skies and the winds will be strongest at the beaches. Out of the northeast, gusts up to 20 and 25 miles per hour. So surprisingly cool when you get along the St. John's River, the intracoastal, and the beaches where temperatures will be in the 60s pretty much all day long. We'll still manage to get to between 70 and 75 inland, and while that's about 15 degrees cooler than yesterday, it's not far from average, but with that breeze, it will feel quite cool. So don't be surprised if you'll want a jacket or a sweater today if you're in the shade, especially at TPC Sawgrass, where that wind will not be, you know, the ocean's not far away, right? So that wind coming off the Atlantic will make it feel cooler. We'll drop to near 50 degrees tonight, especially inland, a little milder at the beaches, and then tomorrow, a partly sunny and really a nice day, and while it'll still be somewhat breezy, it won't be as windy as today, and temperatures will manage to get into the 70s inland, still at least several degrees cooler at the beaches. And then on Friday, we're still tracking our next cool front, moving into the area by Friday night, so clouds will increase through the day. Temperatures will be warmer. We will manage to get into the low 80s on Friday, but there'll also be some showers developing in the afternoon and evening, spreading from northwest to southeast across the area. And while most spots seem to have a pretty good shot at getting some rain with this front, the amounts, once again, do not appear to be all that great, but we'll take whatever we can get, right? But generally, it appears to be less than a half inch of rainfall for most neighborhoods. The front moves on through fairly swiftly Friday night, so Saturday starts out with some clouds in a few spots, especially south of I-10, but we'll break out into clearing skies. A good deal of sun. It'll be breezy and cooler again. So a little bit of ping-pong going on with our temperatures, right? We reach the low 70s on Saturday, likely a little cooler at the beaches. Sunday looks nice in the mid-70s under a partly sunny sky. The next front, by the way, is due in here later Monday and Monday night with another brief round of showers. So, for the players, today's practice day, of course, and looks okay, cool, partly sunny skies, so quite different than the weather of yesterday. Sweaters and jackets, temperatures in the 60s, winds gusting up to 20 and 25 miles per hour out of the northeast. Tomorrow, a little less wind, but still relatively cool. Temperatures will top out near 70 degrees on the golf course. That's the first day of the real deal, when the players will be on the course and trying to win the thing, right? But a somewhat cool day. We have a temperature swing then for Friday, back to warmer, even all the way to the coast. Temperatures will approach 80 degrees. Clouds will increase through the day, and there will be a shower risk in the afternoon. First, developing north of Interstate 10, that may bode well for the players in getting all the second round in. We'll see how it pans out, but showers start to approach by at least early evening, if not late afternoon. So it will be the last few rounds that we'd have to be concerned about, player groups, I should say. It doesn't look like a lot of thunderstorm activity, but there could be a rumble of thunder. The best chance for rain will be in the evening and overnight hours. And then over the weekend, it just looks great with sunshine, a cooling breeze again on Saturday, struggling to get to just 70 degrees on Saturday, so yet another temperature swing, and then Sunday in the lower 70s most likely for the final round under a partly sunny sky. But a far cry from last year when nearly 5 inches of rain inundated the course. We had lightning at times. We had the strong cold front move through late Saturday and Saturday night, gusty winds, and then the chill on Sunday, even some frost early in the morning. So this will be quite a bit different, even though there's a lot of up and down, back and forth. It's certainly not as severe as the weather that we experienced last year, and that, of course, ended up resulting in a Monday finish. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.